The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Don't sweat the technique.
You're listening to the Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Brannan
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Twitchers are saying bad ideas for the show. Big change of a... Oh, hold on. That's a dumb idea. Pass on that. Wonder which idea he thinks is dumb.
I think most people would be focused...
24 hours sounds kind of fun.
I think that would... We could do that. I think that would actually be entertaining. I think that force-feeding football sucks. I think that's for the flagship.
Yeah. Kind of scared. Cam seems he's afraid to fail. I think Joe didn't want us to talk about a 212 hitter. Cam seems he's afraid to fail. I think he'd find some success if he were hunting fastballs. He has very defensive ABs. Yeah, I think it's a fair take on him. I wouldn't mind a little bit more aggression, although his swing and miss is pretty high. Texture, big change of opinion. Huh, Branham? You used to say Cam was booty. Just ask Lance Almighty. Yeah, Lance took me out of context there. I never said he was booty. I just questioned if it was too early to call him up. Lance took me out of context.
Is that
biggest
new
off-season questions for the Rockets? No, it's that little rejoin thing, which I think I could sue him for slander. I think I could, because people were slander has to be true, and that is true. I didn't say what Lance said I said, and he has made a false statement, which is damaging my reputation.
Can you bring legal officials to the
table? Well, Jeremy Branham says so. I guess Cam Smith is ass.
See?
Can you bring legal...
I never said that.
Can you bring lawyers to the table better than John Daspit?
No. No, absolutely not.
I think Lance is going to lawyer
I
up.
I use the lawyers that the court appoints.
See, and Lance is going to lawyer up with John Daspit, and that's where you're going to have some problems.
Yeah, I'll be screwed. Do you like trade rumors or fake trade offers?
I mean, I think when they're realistic... I enjoy and entertain the thought of like what that would do for both teams and especially from a Rockets perspective. But some of these are just outlandish. Like the Athletic had one this morning where essentially it was a three-way trade, but the Rockets would only get Giannis and they would end up giving up Amen, Jalen, Şengün, and Cam, and Jacques Lande. I'm going, and picks. I'm going, all of that for Giannis? Like, what are you... that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's why I don't know how I feel about trade proposal thingies. Like, it feels like... I don't know. I don't know if I'm being too... get off my lawn right now. Like, in some ways, they're fun, because, like, okay, would you do this? Yes or no? And the other side, it's like, okay, these aren't worth talking about. It's kind of how I feel about, like, the Cooper Flagg thing. Oh, what would you do if Cooper Flagg's a Rocket? Well, you have a 1.3% chance for that to happen.
But isn't
it doesn't feel like it's worth my energy to talk about. That's kind of how I feel sometimes with these, like, fake trade.
But isn't it like mock drafts? Like, it depends on the source. Like, if you get someone that we all trust as a good mock draft expert, and you get their mock draft, you can contemplate it. You can talk about it. You can, you know, kind of discuss how those players would fit into that team, that roster, that system. But if you get some of these, you know, just newbies that are just Jabronis looking for attention, yeah, then it's like, okay, let's be realistic.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess the source matters. I think that's a good point. But even like the mock drafts, even with like the good ones or whatever, we're like, let's use this guy in the next three and say who we would take. Like, I whatever. But here's the here are four Rocket trade rumors. Do you like any of the? They're not even rumors. Like, I keep saying rumors. They're not rumors. Who is this guy?
Worldwide
they're
Wob.
Trades
is
put together.
It's Rob Perez.
Worldwide Wob. Yeah,
he's a big NBA guy.
He's got a lisp. But he put together like these random packages that the Rockets could put together for players. So it's just really him spitballing. None of these are sources. None of these are rumors. It's just what a trade could potentially look like for the Rockets to acquire a star. First one is Ja Morant. Rockets would give up Reed Shepard, Jabari Smith, and Amen Thompson for Ja. Yay or nay? Ja or nah?
I just don't want Amen in any deal. So I would know for that simple reason. Otherwise, I think it's light, but I just think that Amen being in a deal is a no for me.
What do you mean other than that it's light? I mean, that's the centerpiece.
Right. I would hope it would be Jalen before I would put Amen in that deal, but I'm not willing to give up Amen Thompson. So for me, that's a non-starter. So even if it's Ja Morant, I'm not doing it.
Right, I agree. I'm not doing it either. I was confused by the get rid of him and it's light. Like, he's the reason they would make the trade. It's like having the sun in the solar system.
It just seems like, and you'll when you get to the other deals, it just seems like the Durant deal is way more than I think anybody will have to pay. But from a Ja Morant perspective, I think it's kind of light to get a guy like Ja Morant.
I don't think it's light.
Well, I guess
I don't think it's light because of Amen.
Yeah, maybe you're right. But he also went on to say that Reed Shepard is going to be like the piece that everybody wants from the Rockets, that everybody is like insisting has to be in these deals.
Bum. Here's the package he has for Giannis. He has the Rockets trading Jalen, Reed, Dylan, first round picks for Giannis. You doing that?
I might, yeah. I think.
Yeah, I'm in on that.
Yeah, I think that's not nearly what I thought it would be. If that's the deal as opposed to the Athletic deal that John and Lance were talking about this morning, yeah, I'm in on that deal.
Yeah, give me. I'll take that deal. Worldwide Wob. Rockets trade for Anfernee Simmons. They would trade Reed, Jabari, and first round picks for Anfernee. You doing this one?
I'm not. To me, he's kind of like Devin Booker light, and I don't think he's even close to Devin Booker. So I'm not giving up a lot for – I don't want Anthony Simmons. I'll just be there. I don't want him.
Simons. I butchered the name. I meant Simons. I thought there was two M's there, and there's only one. I'm not that familiar with Simons' games. I'm really not. I'll be completely honest with you. I really don't know his game that well.
He literally
– I looked up his numbers. His numbers look kind of meh.
He can shoot it from deep. There are nights when he can go off and get you like 30 burgers, but there are also nights where I'm like, I don't feel like he's a go-to guy, so I'm out on him.
Yeah, I haven't seen him play too much. I don't watch much Portland Trailblazer basketball, but looking at the numbers and being a box score analyst, I would have to say no.
I think Jalen had better numbers, but he, similar to Jalen, was a guy they drafted young, drafted highly. They took care of him before they had to. Now they're paying him a lot of money, and they're trying to wonder what they have.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough spot right now in Portland going on. And then the last one they have, Durant. Jalen, Reed, Jabari, first-round picks for Durant. Yeah or nay?
I just nay it, Jeremy, because I think it's too much. I think that Phoenix has tried to get him off the books at this point. I know that they want some kind of a return. I think that's too much to throw in the picks and Jalen, then still want Jabari and Reed. I'm out on that because I think at Durant's 35-plus year age and for what you're giving up, I just don't think it's worth it for the Rockets.
I like Durant more than I feel like most do. I'd be okay with a trade of Kevin Durant because he's instantly your best scorer. And what do the Rockets need? They need a scorer. He's instantly your best outside shooter, too. What do the Rockets need? Good outside shooting. But I do think this package is too much for Durant. My hope and desire is more that Kevin Durant's like, hey, look, I'm going to hold you guys over the barrel. You better trade me to this team right here. And then they have to take a pennies on the dollar trade for Kevin Durant. If it's not that, if I'm not getting Durant on a pretty team friendly deal, Rocket friendly deal, then I'm probably saying no, even though I'm more okay with Durant than some. Because he's a mercenary. He's a hired gun for a couple of years. He's not part of the long-term plan. So I wouldn't trade a king's ransom for Kevin Durant either.
No, I think he fits exactly what the Rockets need at the right price. But I also think at 35 years old, he's not worth blowing up a significant portion of this roster to go get. Like, if they are truly in rebuild mode, that's one thing. If they're trying to reload and think Kevin Durant is worthy of the packages for, like, Ja and or Giannis, then I'm out.
Would either of y'all change your mind if the picks were protected?
Hold on a second. Did Brian tell you to say that, or did you say that on your own?
I just said it on my own.
Look at that. Ryan getting a little courage. Yeah, I like to see it. A little bravado. Ryan's looking at Brian like Brian's Tom Hanks, and Ryan's that dude in that show where he's like, I'm the captain now, the movie. What movie is that? I don't remember what that movie's called. But he's like, captain, I'm the captain Castaway? Now.
No,
it's not Castaway.
Captain Hank or something like that?
I don't remember. I don't think it's Captain Hank, but it's something, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, the gif where he looks at the guy, he's like, look at me, I'm the captain now. Yeah, that's what Ryan just did to Brian.
The freight ship captain that gets attacked by the pirates.
Okay, Ryan, you're going too far.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, Ryan just took over. He just did, Ryan just alphaed Brian, and I love to see it. I love what just happened there. Protected first round picks? No, not really. Like, because you're still trading Jalen Reed and Jabari.
Yep.
With protected first round picks, like that's a lot for Kevin Durant at this advanced age. Texter says, I don't think that Giannis is a fit with the Rockets. I agree that Giannis isn't a great fit for the Rockets. Like, his points are that, you know, spacing, and we don't need another player who wants to drive to the bucket. We got to spread out the floor. Like, I agree with the premise there. But if I can get Giannis for Jalen Reed, Dillon, and first-round picks, I have to do it. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just getting the way better side of that trade. So I'd probably have to reinvent the pieces around him, but I couldn't say no to that deal.
I would say that my concern would be that you couldn't be done with just that move, because I think that you still have to find shooting and you have to add shooting, because as good as Giannis is, you can't trust him at the free throw line and you can't trust him to make a 3-point shot. That's for sure. So I think that you can't turn your back on a talent like that. That's going to give you those massive numbers, but I still think that they need another piece that they can count on that can shoot.
Yeah. Captain Phillips. Says Chris from Sam Houston. That's it. Captain Phillips. What y'all think about Quentin Grimes? He had scoring, and you can get him for cheap. I don't think you can get him for cheap. I think he is a free agent, but I think somebody's going to spend a lot of money on Quentin Grimes for what he showed once he got traded to Philadelphia.
He
showed that
here.
He can be more than just a 3-and-D guy. No, I like Quentin, obviously, a whole heck of a lot, but I don't think he's going to be cheap.
Yeah, that's the
I think
key.
He's going to be pretty,
at what price?
I think he would be pretty expensive.
I think he'd be a great fit here, and I think he would
he's
help.
He's a free agent.
That would be great.
He's a free agent. You're operating over the cost, though. Like, I mean, where are they going to come up with that money? MLE?
Good.
I think he signs for more than an MLE.
That's what I'm saying. The price matters, and if you're right and his price is going to be high, you can't get it. But I do think just as a fit, I think he'd be a great fit here.
Yeah, I did too. 713-780-ESPN. Let's play everybody's least favorite game. Who said it? It is the Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? Download it now in your app store.
It's now time for super producer Brian McDonald, a.k.a. TreeMac.
I'm Groot.
To do his best to stump Joel and Jeremy.
Well, I'm stumped.
It's everyone's favorite segment.
Because everyone loves it.
Yeah, everyone loves it.
I know.
Right, exactly.
Yes. Yes.
Who said it?
He said it.
With the Killer Bees.
Let's get into it. Todd's going to be joining us in like 10 minutes, so let's just hurry. Who said it? Brian reads us quotes. We guess who said it. Brian, go.
I love your enthusiasm. Quote one, I find that I'm an alien racist. Like, I love Andor because there's not a lot of aliens involved. It's just human beings. Like, you might see, if they're in the Galactic Senate, you might see an alien. But for the most part, they don't have big roles in the show. And I realize that's why I don't like Star Wars that much.
So it's Del or Paul?
Maybe Lance, but probably not.
Like,
I think it's Paul.
I think. I feel like he would be doing this because he would think that this is what Del talks about on his show. So maybe steering clear of. Maybe it is Paul.
Yeah, I've stopped really trying this game.
I know you have.
I think it's Paul or Del.
So do I. We're short on time. I can't deliberate too long. I don't know if Del likes Star Wars or not. I'll say
same.
I'll go with you, Paul.
I find that I'm an alien racist. Like, I love Andor because there's not a lot of aliens involved. It's just human beings. Like, you might see, if they're in the Galactic Senate, you might see an alien.
I went from... All right, quote
He said he
two.
Doesn't like Star Wars. Is it true or false that black people don't really like Star Wars that much?
Oh my God.
I feel like I've heard that before.
I have no idea.
I'm not trying to be silly. I don't know.
I feel like
that is a thing. No, I feel like I've actually heard that. I'm not being funny. I'm dead serious. Like, I think Star Wars is universally well received from the white community. Like, I'm being dead serious.
I would say
I know that is a 95% fact.
I would guess there is a higher percentage of white fans
played the math there
than black, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's substantial. We should have played the math there, but I'm just upset with myself for letting that register right away.
Quote two. Yeah, quote two. He ain't that guy. I'm sorry, this is talking about Jimmy Butler. He ain't that guy. He's not the guy who's going to put up 25 shots in a game, go get you 35, and help you win a game. He, as Dame said, ran from the grind to get to a spot where he didn't have to be the number one. Despite some of that bravado, you hear it in the presser, it's catnip for people who love a dumb, smart quote where he's like, I just play. I just play the right way.
Who says catnip?
Lance?
Either Lance or Paul.
Because Paul's got a cat, which he loves dearly.
I don't think that's why Paul knows catnip, though.
No, but okay. I initially heard Lance.
Okay, do it.
He ain't that guy anymore.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, we're back to McDowell.
Put up 25 shots in the game. Go get you 35 and help you win a game. He, as Dave said, ran from the grind to get to a spot where he didn't have to be the number one. Despite some of his bravado, here in the presser. It's catnip for people who...
All right. Got to get this one to stay alive.
It's messed up. We didn't think Dell had that in his repertoire.
Yeah, I mean, how many black people would say catnip? I guess that would be Jeremy's next question.
I didn't say that.
All right. Quote three. You know the idea of trading Jalen? Where's his trade value right now? Your first thought is, eh. Feels like when you try to sell a house where there's been a murder in it, and the value has plummeted, and you're just like, ah, I've got to tell people. I've got to disclose that there was a murder here, and you can't sell it for regular value.
Sounds Paul-y.
Sounds good to me.
You know, the idea of trading Jalen.
Darn.
Where is his trade value right now? Your first thought is, ugh. Feels like when you try to sell a house where there's been a murder in it.
All right. Playing for pride.
If we get them all wrong, can we end the game? Like, the stakes have always been if we get them all right, we can end it. What if we get them all wrong?
I like the game, but he's forced me to just, like, because there's no teamwork in it anymore. So let's just go.
You don't like my helpfulness anyways.
That's true. I think you do hold it against Jeremy if he talks you into the wrong answer.
Yeah, exactly.
So would you rather him talk you into the wrong answer or not try?
Let's go.
All right, quote number four. I don't like the corporate lingo to say, like, we're going to do so much for the community. Shut up. Stadiums never do anything for the community. They don't. The entertainment district that's around your new headquarters, that's not going to do anything for the community. As much as it's going to do a lot for you and your wallet.
Paul.
Granato.
Okay.
I helped.
Okay. Paul.
Okay. Is that our official answer?
Well, you didn't ask for the last one. You just ran it. We didn't say our
official
answer.
All right. Well, you guys disagree, though, so.
It works for me. Paul,
all right, Paul.
I don't like the corporate lingo to say, like,
see, look,
so much for the community.
I'm a hindrance.
Stadiums never do anything for the community.
I know my role, you know, and I shut my mouth.
His shut up.
It's a good teammate.
The way he says shut up. He does that all the time.
You knew the way he said it.
That was good. That was a good catch.
Does it all the time.
That was a good catch. You're right on that. He's the only one that says, shut up.
Yep.
Like, yeah, exactly.
That's right. Like that.
Exactly.
Like a...
All right. Quote number five. By the way, Sunday was May the 4th, Star Wars. Everyone did the joke. May the 4th be with you. May the 4th be with you. It's so annoying. I don't get it. I love Star Wars, too. May the 4th be with you. Stop. It does not sound like force.
It sounds
like fourth. These are two different words. Grow up.
Joe George. Yeah, I was waiting for him to finish, but I said, it ain't Dell. Is it?
I think it's Paul.
Again?
He's going on a random. Yeah, I mean, he went back to back Dells. How many Pauls has he used?
At this point, we have nothing to win. So there you go, Brian. Paul.
I mean, who else is going into that big of a tangent about that? I think it's Paul.
John.
I don't think John would do that about May 4th.
Okay.
By the way, Sunday was May the 4th.
There you go.
Star Wars. Yeah, everyone did a joke. May the 4th be with you.
You acted like I wasn't being serious, and I was.
May the 4th be with you. It's so annoying.
You are serious, yet we have a chance to win. I hate losing.
Nailed it.
We got two.
We didn't lose because I wasn't serious. That's not why we lost. We lost because we didn't know. It wasn't my effort that we lost. This isn't a try-hard game. It's either you know it or you don't. I'm not going to go out there and answer these questions correctly out of hustle and grit.
You got to grind, rise and grind your way to the answer.
I'm going
to
work my way through this at bat. Like, what do you mean?
You got to choke up. Two strikes,
yeah.
Choke up.
You got to get closer to the plate. You got to outwork this question. Texture, dang, this game gets no love from the players because it sucks. That had Lance written all over it, LOL. Why do y'all cry so much? Because I don't like this game. Jasper, I can't believe y'all don't like this bit. Who said it? It's radio gold, especially for loyal listeners that listen all day. It's a nice way for us to look back at the days. Well, don't say I never do anything for you, Jasper. This game is all for you listeners who like it, because I certainly don't. All right, let's get to TK, voice of the Houston Astros. That's a segment that I really, really do like. Todd Callis, voice of the Astros, when we return. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Something else that I really enjoy is Monument Chevrolet. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, listen up. Monument Chevrolet, they are the dealer you can trust. Why? They're transparent. They have no hassle pricing. Get your car shopping done fast. It's terrific. Monument Chevrolet has been serving the Houston area for 5 decades. They've helped generations of families get into new vehicles, and they want you to get into one of their vehicles too. These families, by the way, keep coming back because they trust the people at Monument Chevrolet. Why? Well, they got a family feel, friendly atmosphere, great culture. We mentioned transparent with you as well. They're trustworthy. It's just a dealership that you can trust. And they hire good people, too, like Javier, who is this week's Monument Chevrolet Employee of the Week. Javier, laid back like me, easygoing like me, and no high-pressure sales pitches with Javier either, which sounds like a kind of guy that I'd want to buy a car from. He prioritizes customer satisfaction and doesn't mind going the extra mile to please his customers. So get a fair deal, a fast deal, an easy deal without wasting your time in these aggravating, stressful negotiations. No tricks, no time wasting, no hidden charges. If you've been wanting to upgrade your ride, do it now. Do it with Monument Chevrolet. You can visit them online, check out their inventory at monumentchevrolet.com, monumentchevrolet.com, or just go check them out in person. Mentioning that inventory, their land out there at Monument Chevrolet is so big, it's like a suburban town. You can visit them in person, 225 and Beltway 8 at Monument Chevrolet. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Time to get the latest about the Stros with Todd Callis. Brought to you by Houston Powder Coaters and Pipe Fitters Local 211. Here's Joel and Jeremy with Todd Callis.
Straight out to the HRP guest line, joined by the teeny voice of the Houston Astros, Todd Callis. TK, day off yesterday. Finished up the road trip in Milwaukee on Wednesday with a win. Wasn't the greatest of road trips, but how different is that flight home whenever you win a series finale?
Yeah, much better. It was a disappointing bus ride up to Milwaukee after the Chicago series. It wasn't a flight, so fortunately it was a little quick jaunt up, because that was a really disappointing way to finish that series with a rain-short loss to a team that's really struggling this year. But, yeah, much better finish to the Milwaukee series, but 2-4, not the way the Astros wanted to be on the last road trip, but they played much better here at Tyson Park.
Got the news, TK, earlier in the show about Wisniewski. How concerned are we going to be about this injury because of the fact that, look, you know, just honest as we can be, we know that a lot of times with the Astros and these injuries, a little thing becomes a big thing, and whenever you're talking about a pitcher's elbow, it's never normally a good thing.
Yeah, a pitching elbow is never a good thing, and we don't know yet until they do the imaging on it exactly what's going on, so... But you never like to hear that from a pitcher, obviously, because there's concern for the worst. But hopefully it's not as bad as the possibilities are. But yeah, no Hayden Wesneski starting out 17 games in 17 days beginning tonight. Right now, Logan Van Wy is going to come up here and be part of the bullpen, and we saw him earlier in the season and pitched well. So the Astros are going to have a 9-man pen for the next few days, and then they're probably going to have, because Gusto's still available in the pen until they're getting ready for his next turn, maybe today and tomorrow for Gusto, and then he'll be back in that rotation. And then they'll still need a sixth guy. I think they're going to stay with the six-man rotation. We saw A.J. Blueball get a start earlier. Could be him. Colton Gordon's pitched well at the minor league level. He's a lefty. Could be him. He's on the 40-man roster. But losing Hayden is not ideal for sure, especially starting out with no off days for 2.5 weeks.
Do you think that the long gap between his two starts were a bit of an indicator that something was up, something wasn't great?
That might have been a precursor for something not being ideal. A lot of times guys have the dead arm stage, and it's usually, you know, a couple of weeks after spring training where they just don't feel great, 6 or 8 weeks after they started throwing. That's happened to guys before. So you were hoping that's what it was, because there was a little bit of lack of velo, a drop in velo in that start 2 times ago. Last time it came back a little bit, but it was inconsistent. So there were some warning flags, but I was hoping it was more just the dead arm phase that the guys go through at the beginning of the season, but apparently it's more than that.
So, TK, we'll go back to the conversation from a week ago as it relates to all of this, and that is Lance McCullers. You saw him. We saw him. He got out there. What did you learn both from the Astros' perspective, maybe a pitch count or things like that, from what Lance did, and then what do you take away from that, especially now considering the situation that they're in with losing a starting pitcher?
Yeah, Lance will probably be the guy that they look to every 6 days in this six-man rotation, and he's gonna be a big part of this rotation. You know, 3 2/3 last time through 87 pitches, so he's probably going to be able to ramp it up to 95 to 100, so he's pretty close to being a full go. But he even admitted, he's like, look, that third inning when I got two outs, ended up with a higher pitch count than he wanted, and that ended up costing him a little bit. That was the second inning. He got a high pitch count in that inning. So, yeah, it was one of those situations where he just, you know, he's not going to be perfect right out of the gate. And he said his slider wasn't where he wanted it to be. Hopefully that pitch comes back for him when he gets to start tomorrow, because he is looking forward to pitching here at Tyson Park in front of the Houston crowd. But he's definitely a part of the rotation from this point forward, and he should be close to a full go this time around with 95 to 100, I would think.
Being joined by Todd Callis, our interview presented by Pipefitters Local 211, they do it right. Lance pitching on that final day in Chicago. Before the game, Jeff Blum, of course, your broadcast partner throughout the first pitch, obviously a legend there and a cool moment. Now, was it a little awkward then working the game with the guy who threw out the first pitch for the rival, the opposition?
Well, he put the jersey on when he got on the field, and he took it off pretty quickly, so I never really saw him with the White Sox jersey on. But, yeah, I mean, he's got a little statue in the front there, a nice statue in front of Wrigley Field, and everybody there in Chicago still thinks fondly of Blummer. It is a little unusual that he helped to knock out the Astros in the 05 World Series with that home run and extra innings, but the Astros have had their share of success then, so hopefully Blummer's moment he can still enjoy, even though it was an anti-Astros moment.
TK, I know that we've got a lot more even on the Astros front to get to, but just kind of on that same kind of note that's not with the day-to-day Astros stuff, we were talking yesterday about, like, catchphrases and legends of the game and as broadcasters and some of their catchphrases. Do you remember some of your dad's catchphrases? Did he have one or two that really were his go-to? Like, you know, we knew Milo's and you know, along the way, you know, the Vin Scullys and the guys like that, and your dad certainly fits into that moat. Any of his catchphrases that you remember?
Yeah, he was, you know, pretty much every home run, or the big home runs at least, he would say, that ball's out of here. That was his home run call, pretty much became what he was known for in Philly. And then struck Heem out, he would kind of say Heem instead of him. Those were the two big ones, I think. He said certain guys' names and enunciated it with a little more emphasis than others, like Mickey Morandini.
Uh-huh.
But for the most part, those were the two big calls. That ball's out of here, and then struck him out.
I remember that ball's out of here a lot with that kind of deep voice.
Yeah.
Todd Kalas joining us on the HRNP guest line. A lot of people, you know, obviously they know that you're on with us, and they're always like, hey, can you ask TK a question for us? And every now and then we'll listen if it's a decent question. But someone asked me the other day, could you ask TK what his daily prep looks like? What does that look like for you?
So it depends. So when Kansas City comes into town beginning on Monday of next week, I've already seen the Royals, so I've already done a lot of work on KC. So my prep from Sunday to Monday is going to be a lot different than it was today and yesterday. So yesterday being an off day gave me a chance to get dive into the Reds a little bit. It's a team we only see once out of the season. So I probably spent 2 or 3 hours on the computer looking at their roster, looking at their notes, looking at their stats and going on Fangraphs and doing some deeper dives as to which guys chase, which guys, you know, are kind of dangerous on the base paths. Same thing with Baseball Savant. There's a lot of great information out there all over the board. Baseball Reference is another example. And then today, because the Reds played last night while the Astros had the day off, I DVR'd that game and went back and watched that game and saw it was a really tough loss to the Reds. Saw how they lost in 11 innings, saw what pitchers they used, saw some comments from John Sadak and the Cowboy, Jeff Brantley, as they are the TV guys for the Reds. So you kind of, for a team that you don't see like the Reds, it's a lot more work before I get to the ballpark. And then for a 7 o'clock game, trying to get here around 3 o'clock, but I probably, for the Reds, did about 5 or 6 hours worth of stuff between yesterday and today before I got here.
Reds have had some success in recent years against the Astros, too, which I'm sure is in your notes, but that's something to take note of. I'm curious, just before we let you go, are we going to get some kind of update on Yordan going into this weekend, now being back home?
Yeah, I asked Joe. He said progress is good. They don't have a day yet where they want him to try and swing a bat, but the fact that they're at least thinking about it, hopefully we'll see him swing a bat before we leave town. So is it going to be more than 10 days? Probably. Unless he was swinging a bat today, you wouldn't think he'll be ready at the end of that 10-day stretch. But maybe shortly thereafter. So each step along the way is a positive. He may not go back to swinging fully against pitching right away. He may just do air swings with the bat just to see how it feels and then progress to facing flips and then BP after that. But the fact that he's not swinging yet would make you think he won't be ready at the end of 10 days. But he's a quick healer, too. The Astros desperately need him at some point. Hopefully when he's ready to go, he'll be 100% and not 75 or 80.
TK, we always appreciate the time. Have a great calls this weekend.
Appreciate it, guys. Talk to you next week.
It's Todd Kalas, TV voice of the Astros. Today's interview with Todd Kalas, brought to you by Pike Fitters Local 211. They do it right. Let's discuss that six-man rotation with the 17 games and 17 days coming up. And also, conversation from earlier. How concerned should we be with where Christian Walker is at this stage of his Astros tenure? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
We love to take care of our listeners. We love to give you things, monetary, movie tickets, Greek Fest tickets. Give it away, a pair of Greek Fest tickets right now to the first caller who knows one of Harry Kalas's famous calls. Todd Kalas, son of Harry Kalas, longtime baseball broadcaster, most famously with the Philadelphia Phillies, also voice of NFL Films, right, for a long time?
But what was
one of Harry Kalas's famous calls that TK just told us? 713-780-3776. You know that. You're the first caller. Tickets to Houston Greek Fest going your way. If you're not the fortunate caller, you can still get your tickets at HoustonGreekFest.com. Admission tickets are good for all 3 days, too, by the way. So buy one, get them for all 3 days. Now, if you're like, I don't want to spend any money, that's okay. Admission is free with three canned goods. Now, this is good for one person. So if it's you and a date, you know, you're going to need six cans of goods to get both tickets. But you get it. Three cans of good perishable food, and you get free admission to the Houston Greek Fest, from Euros to the Greek salad to the souvlaki, Greek pastries, live Greek music, dancing, and more. It's a great time. You're going to love it. Also a chance to tour a Byzantine-style church right here in West Houston. Where else can you find that? It's like you're traveling to Greece and you don't need a passport. Greek beer and wine, you got my attention, and Santorini Market with imported Greek products to take home with you. Carnival rides and games for the kids, too, so they're going to have a blast. They're going to have a good time. And it's located at 1100 Eldridge Parkway, just south of I-10 on Eldridge. Get your tickets, HoustonGreekFest.com. A fantastic time for all. So Joe Espada and Todd Callis relaying the information. I've just found some quotes, too. Joe Espada said Hayden Wesneski alerted the Astros training staff yesterday that his elbow didn't feel right. Wesneski seeing team doctors now. The Astros still plan to deploy a six-man rotation, Espada said. So I'm sure an MRI is going to come up soon. Find out information on that when we find out information on that. But going to the six-man, despite losing Wesneski, you kind of seem like the five would be Fromber, Brown, Blanco, McCullers, Gusto would fill in, you assume, because he has filled in. And then it leaves that question mark for the sixth guy. Who is the sixth man? I really only think you have two options. I don't think that they would add a guy off the 40-man roster, so like the Miguel Ulloa guy who's been, you know, pitching really well last two starts. I don't think he'd be an option, at least not short-term. So you're looking at Blue Ball or Colton Gordon, the lefty from UCF, who's a friend of the show, friend of the Beast, member of the Hive. Or Blue Ball, who we've seen, who's, I think, very immature. I don't think he has the maturity needed to be a starting pitcher. Which of those two would you rather be the sixth man?
I mean, friend of the show, I love all that. I just haven't seen Gordon enough to know, except he's left-handed, and that is always, I think, an advantage. But I'm leaning that for the short term, it's going to be Blue Ball, and if he doesn't do well again, then I think that Gordon will get his chance.
Yeah. I think it's kind of six one way, half a dozen the other. Now, I do question Blue Ball's maturity as a starting pitcher. I think he's got the maturity and the mindset of a reliever. And Gordon would be interesting to watch. Like, he's solid. Went to UCF, so, you know, shout out to the Big 12. Got a root for my Big 12 brethren. But it'll be interesting to see what the Astros do on that front. So, off day yesterday for the Astros, and oftentimes when the Astros have days off, like, my mind begins to wander. I start doing, you know, deep dives and warm holes, warm with an O, not an A. How concerned are you about Christian Walker's bat? 713-780-3776. How concerned are you, Blankers?
I am. I'm getting more concerned every day, Jeremy. I think that part of it is the whole, you know, PTSD of what we went through with Abreu. But I think that when you look at it, and early on, yes, you could see he was barreling baseballs. The exit velocity was there. He was just hitting them at people. But when you look at it, and we've been through this before with slow starts with multiple players, and then, like I said, the Abreu situation, to go, yeah, I don't need and I don't care how many people are saying he's going to snap out of it. And when he does, look out, and he's going to be just fine. At a certain point, and we were talking about with Cam Smith, where he's got a minimum of 100 players, he's got more, and we're still wondering when he's going to snap out of it. I'm getting more concerned with every passing game and passing day that it's scary to think that this was another guy with a multi-year deal at the almost the exact same dollar figure that we're going to have to be deeply concerned about.
Yeah, it's concerning whenever you start to look at some of the numbers and stuff. Like, he's a guy who's been pretty good, obviously. But you start to look some of the advanced numbers on Savant and his bat speed and stuff. Like, it's still fine, but it is slowing down a bit. You look at, like, his range, which has nothing to do with his bat. His range is, like, at a league average this year, where last year it was elite. It was in the 97th percentile. This year it's smack dab in the middle. So it's like, okay, well, why are you losing range? So you start to wonder about the age a bit, because he is 34 years old, and, you know, I talk about it a lot. I bring it up probably to nauseam that it's a young man's game. Like, you look at the average trajectory of big leaguers, and their peak years are in their late 20s, and they start to get on the wrong side of that apex whenever they're into their 30s. And Christian Walker's in his mid-30s now. The one thing that I notice more than any other thing is that he's chasing a lot of pitches that he hadn't chased in his past. Like, he's still striking out around the same rate. He's still swinging and missing around the same rate. The thing that I noticed that is down the most when you start to, like, try to uncover what could potentially be going wrong, his chase percentage last year was in the 77th percentile, which is good. This year it's down to 34th percentile. Ooh. So he's chasing pitches that he hadn't been chasing in Arizona. So that makes me think it's one of two things. The first thing that stands out is what you mentioned, where it's like, okay, is he pressing? Mm-hmm. He's trying to make, you know, his an impression on his teammates. He's trying to live up to the value of the contract, new team, all of those things. And it's I believe it is that. The other thing that I'll throw out there that it could also possibly be, like, in addition to, not or, it's an and, not an or. I do wonder about the oblique. Heard it during spring training. Did he rush back? It's hard to know because we're not the oblique. Like, we're not privy to that information. But remember, like, when the Astros were playing exhibition games at the Dyke and he was still at West Palm Beach taking at bats, like, trying to cram for opening day? Yep. I wonder, too, if he tried to rush back because he didn't want to be placed on the IL to start the season, you know, didn't want to give a bad impression right away. Like, he's a gamer, wanted to be there for his team because he's chasing more pitches. His range is down. He's 34 years old. I think it is the pressing, but I do wonder if there is something about the oblique.
Yeah, to me, I would just say that I could see that, and I think everything that you said is exactly what I think is very realistic in terms of how he handled the situation. I think he knew that this team had been through the ringer with Abreu. He knew they committed to him large money, good contract, and he wanted to be there. I don't know if it's still bothering him now. I think now it really is pressing, but I think that there is legitimacy to the fact that when the season started, he wasn't right, and he did want to make sure that he was out there regardless of where his health was, and maybe that hurt him even more than it, and it definitely didn't help this team. But I think right now, I think he's just pressing. I just feel like he knows that everybody's watching his situation in every at-bat and hoping that, you know, he snaps out of it. And I think the frustration is seen after every at-bat when he doesn't get on and he's throwing his bat now and he's showing his emotions more, that I think he really is hyper-focused on, like, pressing too much.
Yeah, my concern is pretty high there when it comes to Walker. 713-780-ESPN. Are y'all saying blue ball? Yeah, AJ Blue Ball. That's his name. Mm-hmm. Phillip 68, I grin every time Branham says blue ball. It's AJ Blue Ball. War number 69. It's why I question his maturity. He should be a reliever, not a starter. Another texture, why did Lance shut down female golfer, male golfer, or food? Wasn't it the NFL thing?
That he couldn't comment on it? I think it was something,
like,
to the degree
that... Why did
they
shut it down? I thought it had to do with his NFL thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know if management... I don't think management would do that, but I don't know. But I know that Lance wasn't going to comment on it, I think, in part, because of his other endeavors.
Oh, really?
I think I remember. I heard people talking about that, but I don't know what the real answer is from a station perspective, or if it was just that they all agreed they weren't going to do it anymore.
I got you. Yeah, we don't know, I guess, Texter. Texter, you can't play hurt with an oblique. It's involved in everything, especially the swing. He's just pressing. If the oblique was a little tight, why couldn't you play with that?
Yeah, especially if
I feel like you could play through a strained, like a minor sprain of the oblique.
I think the medical staff would tell you, based on the imaging, if it was more severe and you could do more damage by playing. Other than that, it's plenty of times that someone on the medical staff is going to tell you it's really your pain threshold and how much you can tolerate while the thing heals.
Yeah, I feel like that's something you could play through if it's not too bad. I disagree with that, but I'm not a doctor either. I'm just an idiot who talks on the radio. 713-780-3776. So Brendan Rodgers, there's a chance that Brendan Rodgers is not on this team whenever we talk again on Monday. There's an advance consent deadline on Saturday. Has he done enough to remain an Astro, or should the Astros release him? We'll also get to the Altuve thing when he said the other day, should the Astros extend Jeremy Peña? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Talking finances. And, you know, I don't want to put my hand in your wallet, but I want to save you some money. I want to help you. And the way to do that is with Ownwell, because Ownwell's here to help you save money on property taxes, or at least give you peace of mind that you're not overpaying on property taxes. A lot of homeowners are overpaying, and I don't want it to be you. So head to ownwell.com, and OwnWell will have their experts fighting for you in no time. Their cutting-edge technology can potentially save you money with no upfront cost. That's right. It's all reward and zero risk. All you have to do is sign up, and all it's going to take is 3 minutes worth of your time at ownwell.com. So what are you waiting for? You could save upwards of $1,000 on property tax savings, and it's going to take 3 minutes of your time. What are you doing? What are you waiting for? It's foolish if you don't go sign up right now at ownwell.com. And OwnWell handles it all. All of it, from start to finish. They deliver top results, and as we mentioned, no upfront cost. You're only going to pay if you save. You can't beat that. OwnWell levels the playing field, eliminates the concern of paying too much on property tax for everyday home and property owners like you and me. See, that's the part that I like. Yeah, certainly, I would like the savings, but also the peace of mind. Like, if they come back, oh, you know, nothing we could do for you, it's fair. Okay, well, at least you're not wondering. You don't feel like you're getting ripped off, so that's good as well. But 86% of OwnWell's customers do receive a reduction, and the average customer saves over $1,100. Now, the deadline to protest, May 15th, that's coming up soon. Do not run out of time. Save money on your property taxes with OwnWell. Sign up in less than 3 minutes. Start that protest today at OwnWell.com. That's OwnWell, OwnWell.com.
ESPN. 97.
Five. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.